Peggy Delva alleges after returning from maternity leave, the property management group she worked for no longer had a job for her. Although there is currently no Florida statute that makes it illegal to discriminate against pregnant people, Delva's lawyer, Travis Hollyfield, argues since only women can get pregnant, discrimination based on her condition is effectively sex discrimination, which is illegal in the Sunshine State.
All of the dictionaries that we typically use, including Black's Law Dictionary, Webster's, Merriam, just about every other dictionary you can open, when you read the definition of sex, it includes a discussion of the different physical and physiological characteristics of the two genders and focusing on reproductive functions. But
Andrew Rodman, a lawyer for Delva's former employer, says the case hinges on a statutory question. Are pregnant women a protected class? According to Florida law, they're not. And Rodman says if the legislature meant to ban discrimination against pregnant women, they would have done it by now.
If you look at the complaint that was filed in the circuit court, the one that resulted in the dismissal order, it is abundantly clear from looking at the complaint that Ms. Delva is trying to create a new protected classification. The complaint clearly states that she believes that she was discriminated against because of her pregnancy. She's trying to create a ninth protected classification.
Pregnancy has been a protected class in federal legislation for 35 years. There's no deadline for a decision in the case. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Benk.